This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Relationship Intervention.
We've been together for like 3 years. I've been kind of planning a proposal. She actually took a trip back to Stevens Point, like where she grew up. She also met with a married friend guy. She did tell me that he had the hots for her back in the day. Is this something like a pattern she's going to have? Do I really put a ring on her and say, like, let's do this for sure?
That's what Robbie needed help with, and this is your advice.
I think Robbie should not propose. He's kind of insecure.
If he's not secure enough in his relationship, then maybe he shouldn't propose.
Robbie, you heard the advice. What did you decide to do about your girlfriend or that soon-to-be fiancé, possibly? What's the decision after yesterday?
Yeah, I heard what a lot of people said. And I think a lot of people made good points, but I did go to her, and I said, like, let's go ring shopping together.
Oh!
And she was like super excited and super pumped, and it was and I was like, great. But she went in the other room and she started texting people. And I asked her, I go, are you texting your friends to tell everybody that you're going ring shopping? I don't want everyone to know this. It's not like our thing. And she was like, no, I was just getting back to people. Like, no, I'm super excited. Well, all these texts were coming in. It was going back and forth. It was like nonstop, and I didn't understand what was going on. I was like,
"Phone's
what's
blowing
happening?
Up."
Phone was blowing up. I couldn't believe it. It was the guy. I looked in on her phone. I
the friend from up north in Stevens Point that
is
in the front
with. Went to lunch with, who's married, and it was that guy. And they were texting, like. And she just, and I go, oh my God. I go, let me see your phone. Let me see it. She said, no. It's not what you think. It's just a coincidence. And I go,
what? This is all weird.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, so she's hiding something from you.
Of course, it has to be. She denied it all. But obviously, we did not go ring shopping. I mean, this just all just happened. So we didn't go ring shopping. I think she's lying to me. I think she's having an affair and she feels bad. This guy's married.
Wait a second. This is just so crazy to me. So you said, let's go ring shopping. And she said, yeah, she's now on her phone in the other room texting. You know she's texting the guy. She's not showing you what's going on there.
I didn't know that, though, at the time.
You found out, though.
Who it was.
Okay.
I saw her. It was blowing up. And I looked over, and
Robbie. And Robbie, what did your friend Elizabeth tell you yesterday? And what did some of the listeners say? I don't think you should be getting married to this girl. You don't trust her. Trust has to be at its core of your relationship.
You didn't trust her before you brought this to Relationship Intervention, and now it's almost like this confirmed everything.
It's just hard. I mean, we were together for 3 years.
So are you guys not together now?
No, I just don't know what to think. It's just like... She says it was nothing. It's just a coincidence. There's no way this is a coincidence.
Well, and it's also hurtful if you're saying, hey, let's go ring shopping, something that's for the two of you about your future, a big moment you'll never forget. You've thought about it for months and years and planned, and then she immediately runs in a room and starts texting another guy.
Yeah, you sound pretty emotional too, my man.
Yeah, that's not the kind of response that you want when you say to someone, let's go shop for wedding rings. That's hurtful.
She told me to my face that she was all excited and she can't wait. And then literally just 5 minutes later, she was in the other room. It was nonstop texting.
Mm.
And it was really weird. And I have a million thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, there's this this guy, Bill. I'm like, there's no way he should be. He's married, too. So it's just the whole thing is
no,
so weird.
No, the whole thing is not good.
That's big time shade.
It's very, 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 very shady.
Yep.
And I think she's got a lot of growing up that she needs to do here. Your gut is right. And that's why it hurts. It hurts because you know what you need to do here.
And a lot of our mixed fam said that. Yeah,
it's not get married to this woman.
Doesn't look good.
No, this does not look good at all. And I think she's got a lot of growing up to do.
Big time.
I know you're hurting, and we're sorry that this is how it all went down. But you need to talk with her and really get some clarity of what's happening. But I think you need to prepare to... This isn't the one. I mean, this isn't the one. This is not how it's supposed to be if you're going to propose to somebody.
We've been together for 3 years, and it's like, I know I love her.
Robbie, she doesn't seem to care,
yeah, man.
Though.
I mean, are you
going to
sit there?
Look how she's treating you. Like, you deserve better than that.
Right, you're hanging on, and it's almost like she's barely hanging on, and you're trying to hang on to what was.
Or what you think it is.
Oh, what you think it is.
And it's not.
Yeah, I get, yeah.
Oh, Robbie, yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, we feel terrible. We've actually got texts here coming through on the text line, which we see your messages if you want to text 414-432-1099. Here's one that says, Robbie, run. You will thank yourself later. That came from a 414 number.
It's like ripping the Band-Aid off, man, but
it hurts
sounds
now.
Like,
it's going to hurt way worse down the road.
Yeah.
You don't want these games. How are you going to have a house and kids and bills and a life together? Like, you don't want these kind of games, Robbie.
No, I don't. You're right. I just don't. It's
it's
like
hard
shocked.
Right now. I mean, like you said,
well,
it's been 3 years, and you need a little time to decompress.
You're hurt. You're pissed. We get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe she lied. It's just so weird. Like, and she's still telling me, like, oh, it's just a coincidence. That's, like, driving me nuts.
Yeah. You need to get a little, you guys need to maybe take a break, the day or whatever, come back. And we're all telling you, like, Robbie, this is not what it's supposed to be like when you're about to propose to somebody.
No, you're right. She definitely, it's not. It's not right.
No,
well, I'm glad we could
help.
I'm glad our mixed family could help you, Robbie. Good luck from here on out, my man.
Thank you.
All right, Robbie, stay in touch and good luck, okay?
Thanks.
And for everybody else, if you have a problem like Robbie, you can always message us on the Mix Facebook page. And
or do you have more advice for Robbie, too? We'll take your calls and messages because we see them coming through here.
414-432-1099. Randy, what did you want to say about Robbie's situation?
I think you should force her to show him the text.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does not want to. She doesn't want to show it off. She's like, no, I'm just letting people know. But he saw the text, so he knows who it's from.
Right, he knows who it's from, but he doesn't know what the context is.
Mm.
Right, exactly.
What are the messages?
Show me what the messages are.
Well, and I just feel like when, you know, it's easy for us as outsiders looking in to just be like, oh, be done with it, move on. And it's not always that easy when you're in this situation. But I'm hoping that Robbie can take a moment to step back and really think about this is not someone to have a future with because your future is going to be hard.
We are judging it from the outside, though. You know, he's truly in love with her, and she's in love with him. She should show him the text to prove that there's nothing there. If she's not doing anything with the guy, why could they not continue?
Yeah, I was just letting him know that I'm getting married. We're going to go ring shopping. Yeah, here's what the text says, but she wouldn't let him see anymore. And you're right. We are judging from the outside. But he did bring this to Relationship Intervention looking for advice.
Right. He's looking for people kind of like the people's court to give their opinions and things. I just feel like your gut's never going to be wrong. And I think his gut's telling him, like, this isn't the way to start a relationship. This isn't this way to start a proposal to go into marriage.
I don't disagree. If she's not willing to show him the text, then I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the person that has nothing to hide hides nothing.
You got it, buddy.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call.
You got it. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. You too. We've got another text here. It says, Robbie, see these messages. That's a good idea. Take a screenshot of this and send it to him on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that he can see all these messages coming in.
What people
are trying to say and everything like that. Yeah, it's a mess. And I hope that he can just find what makes him happy, and this may not be the person.
Maybe not.
This may not be the what's going to make him happy.
Unless he can see the messages. Again, like you said, the texter at 414.
He heard what people said, though, yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Only he's going to make the decision. We know that. But not a single person is saying, like, hey, this is okay. This behavior is all right. And you should go ahead and propose.
Something that you can't solve in a night like he tried last night. So maybe it just takes a little bit of time. I'm sure they're going to talk. Maybe he'll work his way back with his girlfriend.
But yourself in his shoes. This is not how I would want to be treated if I was in a relationship and there were these text messages going on. And it's like, why can't Why can't I see exactly what this conversation is?
That's why, like Randy said,
maybe it gives him reason to feel like he can't trust her.
Yeah, like Randy said, he's got to see those text messages. If she is forthcoming, hopefully that...
Maybe that there's hope then, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Well, maybe they can go ring shopping.
Well, Robbie is hopefully still listening to the show, but we'll make sure that we send him these messages and get back to him here on Facebook and Messenger of what's all going on. And maybe there'll be an update to the update down the road of what's happening. But yeah, it's tough when you go through those kinds of moments in relationships where you maybe don't want to believe what's happening here, but he needs to know more about what's going on with those messages, I think, to make a final decision on this.
Absolutely. And thank you, Mix Family, for offering that advice for relationship intervention.
Yes, this is why so many people reach out and want to be on relationship intervention, because you guys speak the truth and we don't know all the details, which I think sometimes is a good thing. You're speaking right from the gut, right off the cuff. What do you think should happen here?
Imagine if we had all the details, this would be like a long talk show. It would be like an hour long of saying, okay, here's how we met, and then we did this date, and we just get, you know, what exactly is bothering people, and that's why they come to you, Mixed Family. So thank you once again.
Well, and here's another message here from Sandra in Milwaukee, a 414, that says she's got so many questions. Did he see the text? Is he overreacting? Jumping to conclusions. Robbie, I think this relationship is over. You don't trust her.
Well, he did see that it was the guy she had lunch with in her text thread. Just didn't see the exact text. And so maybe, like I said, maybe they'll talk things out and he'll say, okay, show me these. Show me these texts. I want to read through them.
Yeah.
Kind of scroll through and see what he's saying to you, what you're saying back to him.
It's not.
You don't think so?
My gut's telling me this is probably best to put this relationship in the past.
And you always root for love.
I do.
When
love is honest, when love is forthcoming.
Well, we'll find out. Maybe we'll hear from Robbie again. Relationship intervention on the Mix.